This is Mac OS Ken.
Discussing iPhone shipments, scratching shipped iPhones, and Scorsese may be back in the Apple fold. It is Monday, the 22nd of September, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from macOS Ken. Brought to you by yours truly and sponsored by Insta360's brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code MacOSKen. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/MacOSKen. The base iPhone 17 is seeing unexpected demand. That is the word from Mac Rumors, highlighting information from The Information. The piece on the piece says Apple is increasing production on the standard iPhone 17 thanks to surprising demand. The piece has the company telling two suppliers to up daily iPhone 17 output by at least 30%. Checking availability Sunday at waynedixon.com. Carrier availability is kind of all over the place, depending on color and capacity. Straight out of Apple, availability for every base iPhone 17 shows shipping between the 7th of October and the 14th. According to The Information, according to Mac Rumors, Apple's decision to increase iPhone 17 production suggests that the iPhone 17 Pro models are not selling as well as usual this year. If that's the case, it could have consequences for Apple's gross margin and September quarter revenue. The thing is, Wayne's site shows iPhone 17 Pro from Apple with the same October 7th through October 14th delivery window. The iPhone 14 Pro Max window shifts even later, with deliveries running the 14th through the 21st of October. Sure, the Pro thing is worth keeping an eye on. It's also possible, though, that the Air is the issue, if we're going to assume that there's an issue. Mac Rumors suggests that the Air's delay in China may be moving Middle Kingdom buyers towards the plain iPhone 17. It's also been suggested that consumer subsidies in China may be boosting the 17's fortunes. And one more possibility. Maybe there's no issue. Maybe folks are just finally upgrading from those 4-year or older iPhones that Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives keeps telling us about. Speaking of Mr. Ives, Apple 3.0 ran part of a note the Wedbush analyst apparently issued on Sunday. Before orders started, Ives says he and his expected the iPhone upgrade cycle to be a good, not great one. Instead, he says, the combination of a pent-up consumer upgrade cycle with our estimates of 315 million of 1.5 billion iPhones globally not upgrading their iPhones in the last 4 years, coupled with some design changes and enhancements, have been the magical formula out of the gates. We believe iPhone unit street estimates of roughly 230 million for fiscal year 26 could be conservative, and now in the 240 million to 250 million area at this pace. Hey, cool, he did the 4-year-old iPhone thing. Now, Ives says, Apple has to get serious about the whole AI thing, something they should be able to do with the Google DOJ case in the rearview mirror as far as Apple is concerned. The way Ives sees it, the right AI monetization could add $75 to $100 per share to the Apple story over the coming few years. Acknowledging that I am not a financial analyst, that sounds somewhere between optimistic and unrealistic to me. Still, he thinks it's a thing, and a thing other analysts aren't factoring into their price target. So allow him, won't you? Mr. Ives has an outperform rating on Apple shares. Between iPhone orders and AI excitement, he used Sunday's note to raise his price target on the shares from $270 to a street high $310. If you get an iPhone 17 Pro in blue or an iPhone Air in black, maybe don't test it for scratch sensitivity. Because a piece from Bloomberg says those models in particular may be prone to scuffs. Quoting the report, the deep blue variants of the iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max exhibited scuffs after just a few hours of being on display, Bloomberg News found from visits to Apple stores in New York, Hong Kong, Shanghai, and London. The black iPhone Air also showed itself to be prone to scratching, the reporters observed. And it's not just happening in stores. The report says consumers in China, one of the first markets where the new devices went on sale, took to social media earlier Friday with photos of scratches on the back of the newly released iPhone 17 lineup. I gotta say, I always find stories like these odd. I mean, you just spent $1,000 or more on this thing. Why not go easy on it? At least for a few days. While Bloomberg is cool amplifying the story, the site also points to years of early iPhone issues that did little to damage the device with consumers. They include similar scuffing on the black iPhone 7, the bending issue tied to iPhone 6, and the antenna trouble in iPhone 4. Also aware of such past issues are financial analysts watching Apple. A piece from MarketWatch got comments from a couple of those. D.A. Davidson analyst Gil Luria follows the eventual thinking from Bloomberg, saying, "New iPhone introductions are often accompanied with new concerns. Even the slightest changes to design and materials get amplified by the enormous magnitude of a product that sells millions of units every month. If it ends up being a lasting issue, Apple may have to modify production. While that may have some short-term costs, Luria doesn't see lasting implications." And having a busy Sunday was Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives. MarketWatch got a comment from him saying, "The scratch situation is way overhyped," adding that users are happy and that this will not be an issue in his firm's estimation. For folks less concerned with scuffs outside than magic inside, iFixit has busted into an iPhone Air. Amazingly, Apple did not sacrifice reparability to make the thing so slim. 9to5 Mac writes up the teardown. According to that, iFixit highlights that the battery is still incredibly easy to replace. iPhone Air still offers a module USB-C port, allowing for easy port swaps. And users can still enter the phone without having to mess with the OLED display. All in all, the piece says, iFixit rated the iPhone Air a 7 out of 10 for reparability. The report says that is the same score enjoyed by the iPhone 16e and 16 Pro. As usual, iFixit has posted a video of its teardown. You can catch that now on YouTube. More news in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Insta360, and their brand new Go Ultra, a tiny, hands-free 4K camera. Go Ultra weighs less than a tenth of a pound. It's about the size of an Oreo cookie, and it can capture the world. Pop in an SD card, mount the Go Ultra anywhere you can stick a magnet, and start recording. Of course, the magnetic mount anywhere system means you can wear it as well, thanks to the magnet pendant included with your purchase. That's your walk, your ride, your climb, all captured from your point of view in 4K, day or night. Oh, and your swim. It's waterproof down to 33 feet. It is seriously incredible that something this small can capture so much. And that's just the start of what Insta360 Go Ultra can do. If you're ready to go ultra, head to store.insta360.com to check it out. Then the first 30 people to buy using promo code macOS can get a free set of sticky tabs. They let you mount Go Ultra where magnets won't do the trick. The first 30 people get a free set with your Go Ultra purchase at store.insta360.com using promo code macOSKen. Show the world what you see the way you see it. Get the Insta360 Go Ultra at store.insta360.com and use promo code MacOSKEN. Apple's Final Cut stuff got updates on Friday. A piece from Mac Rumors says Final Cut Pro 11.2 for Mac and Final Cut Pro for iPad 2.3 were updated to support ProRes RAW video shot on iPhone, added menu bar support for iPad OS 26, and brought other stability and performance improvements. On the same day, a separate piece from Mac Rumors says Apple updated Final Cut Pro Camera. The marquee feature for version 2.0 of that app is its support for recording ProRes RAW video. A number of other features are listed, all aimed at prosumers and professionals, and largely aimed at Apple's latest phones. Final Cut Pro for Mac and iPad cost money. Final Cut Camera does not. They're all available in their respective Apple App Stores. Go nuts. Seen shooting some interesting scenes of their own last week were people from Apple. A piece from 9to5 Mac says Friday's iPhone launch at the Grove in Los Angeles had creatives from the Cupertino company capturing immersive video of the event for Apple Vision Pro. When might people see that? Well, the piece points out that Apple is expected to release an updated Apple Vision Pro as soon as next month. That is not the anticipated more affordable headset, though. That one's not expected until next year or the year after. And finally today, Apple Original Films seems to be circling another Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio film, and another Jennifer Lawrence film, all at the same time. Deadline says the trio is tied to an adaptation of the ghost story novel What Happens at Night, and Apple looks interested. The Cupertino company's entertainment arm is said to be negotiating to finance and produce with Studio Canal, which has developed the script. Speaking of that, Deadline says the dreamlike story follows a married American couple who travel to a small, snowy, European town to adopt a baby. They check into a cavernous, largely deserted hotel where they encounter an enigmatic cast of characters, including a flamboyant chanteuse, a depraved businessman, and a charismatic faith healer. Nothing is quite as it seems in this strange, frozen world. As the couple struggle to claim their baby, the less they seem to know about themselves and the life they've built together. Deadline says Scorsese and DiCaprio have done this kind of thing a few years ago with Shutter Island. Scorsese also scared the crap out of me with his Cape Fear remake decades ago now. This new outing will almost definitely meet with critical acclaim, though F1's crown as Apple's biggest moneymaker seems safe for the time being. Assuming Apple ends up behind this one. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and sponsored by Insta360's Go Ultra. Go Ultra today at store.insta360.com with promo code macOSKEN. This show is also supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKEN. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKEN at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKEN.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.